news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The so-called Bipartisan Infrastructure Framework, BIF, is now a BIB, as the bill with the actual title of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, all 2,702 pages of it, was released Sunday night. There's tens of billions of dollars in there for all the traditional areas of infrastructure spending, roads, highways, bridges, rail, and airports, as well as funding for broadband, updates to the nation's power grid, combating climate change, clean energy research, and electric vehicle charging stations. And Amtrak gets a huge boost too, the most in decades. Chuck Schumer reiterated his plan to also pass a roughly $3.5 trillion budget resolution sought by Democrats before the August recess. In fact, progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez appeared on CNN to reiterate that there is a deal to get both bills done.
So when it comes to the infrastructure package, you disagree with your fellow Democrat, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, who told Politico, quote, strike while the iron's hot. If you get a deal and if it's significant money, don't let it sit. It does not age well. You disagree.
Well, we have a deal, and the deal is reconciliation for the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Okay, yeah, you've made your point.
Moving on to COVID.
We're number one, damn it!
Florida on Sunday set a record for coronavirus hospitalizations, with 10,207 people confirmed to have COVID-19 currently hospitalized. The previous record was set on July 23, 2020, more than 6 months before vaccines were widely available. The state also set a daily record for new coronavirus cases this weekend, with 21,683 infections confirmed on Saturday. Florida now has more hospitalizations per capita than any other state. But our governor, Ron DeSantis, has resisted mask and vaccine mandates, and Florida's Republican-controlled legislature is backing him up.
We say no to lockdowns, no to school closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates.
Just in case you were wondering why I call it Florida.
I'll be signing an executive order which directs the Florida Department of Education and Department of Health to issue emergency rules protecting the rights of parents to make this decision about wearing masks for their children.
That happened after a number of school districts, including Broward County, instituted mask mandates for the coming school year. This should go well. At least we have some good elected officials down here. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber ripped DeSantis as the Pied Piper of COVID-19, who was, quote, leading everybody off a cliff. Meanwhile, the pandemic-related federal ban on evictions expired Saturday night, despite a, well, tepid last-minute effort from the House Democrats to extend the deadline. Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated she was caught off guard by Joe Biden's call for Congress to act and was unable to corral the votes necessary or pass it via unanimous consent before the House adjourned for a 7-week-long recess. Yeah, you heard that right. A 7-week-long recess? Now? The Senate was in session Saturday but did not address the issue. Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri slept outside the Capitol this weekend to try to convince Congress to return while protesters gathered outside of Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco and even taped a fake eviction notice to her door. Reuters is reporting that more than 15 million people in 6.5 million U.S. households are behind on their rent. This would be a good time to point out that there's upwards of $425 million allocated to help out renters and landlords, yet less than 10% of it has been distributed. What are they waiting for? Rhetorical question, but an answer would be nice. The 2020 Olympics continue in Tokyo. The big news on Monday is that a Belarusian sprinter entered the Polish embassy in Tokyo and defected. This after she refused to board a flight home, saying she feared for her safety if she returned to Belarus. The runner, Kristina Timanovskaya, her offense? Criticizing the coaches on Instagram. Seriously. The Belarusian National Olympic Committee said it had pulled her from the games due to her, quote, emotional and psychological state. Oh, boy. The committee is run by Viktor Lukashenko, who's the eldest son of the Belarus strongman leader, Alexander Lukashenko, who is known for stifling dissent. And we will get to see Simone Biles compete in one event at the Olympics. The gymnast announced that she plans to return for Tuesday's final in the balance beam. She said that's the one apparatus that is not affected by what she describes as the twisties, a block that's keeping her from being able to determine up from down. Firefighters on Sunday made progress against Southern Oregon's massive bootleg fire. It's the largest of the 91 wildfires burning in the U.S. As of Sunday, officials said the fire, which was started nearly a month ago by a lightning strike, is now 74% contained. In Northern California's Plumas National Forest, the Dixie Fire was just 32% contained on Sunday. That fire has already destroyed 42 homes and lots of other buildings. Scientists say that because of climate change, the western U.S. is hotter and drier, making fire more destructive. And there's just one day left before a special election that both the moderate Democratic establishment and the progressive left see as a referendum on the future of the Democratic Party. In Ohio, former state senator Nina Turner is facing off against Cuyahoga County Council member Chantel Brown to represent Ohio's 11th congressional district, filling the seat vacated by Marsha Fudge when she was tapped to be Joe Biden's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is totally listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.